I've opened Gypsy 4 times. The first time, I played Louise, a.k.a. Gypsy, in the Patio Players production of the musical. I was 15 years old. The Patio Players were a group of kids from Northport, Long Island, who got together in the summer and performed big Broadway musicals on Kathy Sheldon's patio. Kathy Sheldon was a founding member of the Patio Players, as well as our star. In just a few short years, these productions, attended by many in the Northport community, began to take their toll on the Sheldon's patio and lawn, so David Babcock, our artistic director, approached the superintendent of Northport Schools. We were miraculously given permission to run amok in the junior high school parking lot, where we built the sets, in the home economics classroom, where we created the costumes when they weren't being sewn on volunteer mothers' sewing machines, and in the auditorium, where we would now present our musicals. We were a big operation. All I remember about opening night at Middleville Junior High School was that the live lamb freaked out in the spotlight while I was singing Louise's song, Little Lamb. He broke free from me and started clomping and baaing all over the darkened stage. I learned how to sing through laughter that night. He was fine in the dress rehearsal. Opening night nerves, I guess. You know what they say, good dress, bad opening, and vice versa. Most likely, he had indigestion from eating my mother's laundry. I was in charge of the sheep for some reason. Bonding, perhaps? I recall my mother screaming at me on opening day, Patty Ann, tie up that damn sheep! Lambs are born in the spring. We performed in the summer. The lamb was, unfortunately, a sheep. The sheep was going crazy. I was afraid the sheep would fall into the orchestra pit in his desperate attempt to escape. Somehow, as I continued singing the tender ballad on a pitch-black stage with only a blue-tinted spotlight on me, the frantic sheep was caught before he crapped on everything. They put him in the boys' bathroom offstage right, unaware that the tiled bathroom would increase the volume and reverberate his baaing throughout the theater. At poignant moments in the play, we would hear the plaintive wail of a very unhappy sheep. That's all I remember, except for stripping in front of my biology teacher. 44 years later, in August 2006, I opened Gypsy for the second time. Only this time I was playing the character of Rose at the Ravinia Festival in Highland Park, Illinois. The Ravinia Festival, on the grounds of Ravinia Park, is the oldest outdoor music festival in the country. From June till September, the festival presents concerts and performances for thousands of people who sit in the Pavilion Theater, or in Martin Hall, or picnic on the lawn. Whenever I walk the grounds, I think what a great way for a kid to grow up, climbing the kid-friendly sculptures while Beethoven, played by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, is wafting into their tiny subconscious minds. Ravinia has a very large, multi-generational, and loyal audience, plus some of the hippest camping equipment I've ever seen. The people with lawn tickets are serious about their concert-going experience. On any given night, you can see linen, crystal, and crock pots on Eddie Bauer tables inside L.L. Bean tents. A musical theater production presented on the Pavilion stage requires intense preparation and a certain amount of abandonment, because you have at the most 2 weeks to put on a Broadway musical. This Gypsy was highly anticipated, because for half of those 44 years, I had been told by fans, friends, and colleagues that I should play Rose Hovick, Gypsy and June's mother. When I read the script, I did not see the monster stage mother that had become the standard description of Rose. I hooked into her love for her children and her desire to do only her best for them, however misguided those intentions were. That's the way I wanted to play her. It was a departure. My director, Lonnie Price, cast a company of extraordinary performers. I was told that some of the farm boys flew in from New York just to audition for it. Lonnie somehow convinced the CEO of the festival, Wells Kaufman, that he needed 3 weeks of rehearsal for this production, which would include our technical week. The technical week is when all of the physical elements of the production come together for the first time on stage. Sets, lights, props, costumes, staging, and choreography. Everybody involved works 10 hours a night trying to coordinate all these elements while also attempting to get the show to under 2 hours of playing time. It's an exhausting week. Then we open. Who came up with that schedule? I'd love to know. The lawn of the Ravinia Festival can accommodate up to 14,000 people. The Pavilion Theater seats 3,200 people. Most Broadway houses seat half as many as the Pavilion. If a production is successful at Ravinia, we play to over 10,000 people a night. As I understand it, the Pavilion and the lawn were heavily sold for the 3 nights we performed Gypsy. I don't remember much about this opening night. I was too nervous. I don't think I gave anybody an opening night card, which is simply a note of good luck and gratitude, one of the theater's sweet traditions. I just buried my head, focused, and went out there.